What we wear can say a lot about who we are. Which team I'm rooting for, how much money I have or don't. Am I hot or cold? Who picked it out? Who washed it? How many times have I worn it? What we wear can say a lot about who we are. And so for these days, from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday, we will consider the clothing of Jesus. What he wore, what he didn't wear, who put it on, who took it off. Today we hear of Jesus clothed in a resplendent garb, mockingly, by Herod. Holy Thursday, he'll take off his outer garments and tie a towel around his waist. On Good Friday, Jesus will be stripped of his garments. And at our celebration of the Easter Vigil and on Easter Sunday, we'll find the burial cloths there, but no Jesus. In each case, the story of his clothing says something about who he is and something about who we are. So what's the big deal with Jesus clothed in resplendent garb in front of Herod and his soldiers today? Well, they were dressing him like a king, but they didn't believe that he was one. I'm not going to wear a jersey for a team that I don't like. Their actions didn't correspond to their heart. Is it possible that the cloak mockingly put around Jesus was also laid out in front of the donkey earlier that week when he arrived? Is Jesus my king or not? My presence on Sunday morning is an indication, but it's the rest of my week that is the proof. My choice of words, my choice of commitments, my choice of friends, my choice of clothing, truth be told. This morning we welcome Jesus, truly present as King. Then it's up to us to show that the resplendent garb is for real.